for it is a matter of vast importance. With which of these two classes shall we identify our interest? Read the fourth chapter of Malachi, and think about it seriously. The day of God is right upon us. The world has converted the church. Both are in harmony and are acting on short-sighted policy. Protestants will work upon the rulers of the land to make laws to restore the lost ascendancy of the man of sin who sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Roman Catholic principles will be taken under the care and protection of the state. This national apostasy will speedily be followed by national ruin. The protest of Bible truth will no longer be tolerated by those who have not made the law of God their rule of life. Then will the voice be heard from the graves of martyrs, represented by the souls that John saw slain for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ which they held. Then the prayer will ascend from every true child of God. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Review and Herald, June 15th, 1897. Brothers and sisters, if you can read that and not see these issues, what issues? That what's being described here is in direct relationship to what's going on in the most holy place above. Judgment. The judgment of the living, actually. And that probation is closing for people that have thrown off the restraint of God's law, who were formerly members of God's church, and that their crowns are given at that time to the 11th hour workers who are outside of Adventism. And this all takes place at the Sunday law issue, and this is one of the places where she even quotes that national apostasy is followed by national ruin. It's in this time of destructive judgments that she mentions in early writings, page 33, or This Day with God. It's during this time period when the 11th hour workers come in, but those unfaithful servants, they've already lost their crowns. Early writings, page 271. The numbers of this company had lessened. Some of them had been shaken out and left by the way. The careless and the indifferent who did not join with those who prized victory and salvation enough to perseveringly plead and agonize for it did not obtain it, and they were left behind in darkness. And their places were filled immediately by others taking hold of the truth and coming into the ranks. Evil angels still pressed around them, but could have no power over them. Now, brothers and sisters, if you think this is describing just the long history of 150 years of Adventism, that these people that are coming in and filling their places, it's just describing how people replaced different Adventists that have fallen throughout time, then please catch the next paragraph. I heard those clothed with the armor speak forth the truth with great power. It had effect. Many had been bound, some wives by their husbands and some children by their parents. The honest who had been prevented from hearing the truth now